2026 will see another sailing week with the Sailing Vision Trust. Now, it gives blind people the chance to get on board a yacht and crew for a week. So whether you're an experienced old salt or you've never even stepped on a boat before, there's all sorts to get you into the swing of things. So we've got Vicky and Tony with us to talk more about the week itself. Vicky, it has been going for quite a while now and still incredibly popular every single year.
We're about to celebrate 50 years of the event, which is absolutely amazing.
50th anniversary, fantastic. Many happy returns for 2026. You give people who've, if we're to say someone perhaps who's blind and never been on a yacht before, how would you sell the week to them? What's so good about taking part?
You feel that you're sailing with a group of friends. Everybody is there to make your week go as smoothly and as enjoyably as possible. And it's about finding for each individual person, what is it they want to get out of it? So some people like myself that, you know, the moment I'm on a boat, I want to tweak, pull things on, let things off, see how you can make it sail to its best. And then there's lots to be doing on the boat. But then there's other people who actually want to sit there and enjoy the feel of the wind and the boat, take the helm, exploring the coastline. And if the weather's right, then maybe going for a swim at lunchtime and then sitting out in the cockpit with friends, having a nice picnic at lunch. For that week, the people on the boat become your family and you have support for every single step of that.
So you can really get stuck in, become part of the crew, get involved with the sails and helming as well. Yeah. For someone who is blind, you have a example, taking the helm, how does that work?
It's very individualized. So if you have some residual vision and you want to be using that, someone will help you maximize that. If you have no vision at all, then there's a range of ways for you to be able to do that. But on a boat, you've got the feel of the wind in the sails and the noise of the sails, and you've got the feel of the boat underneath your feet. So actually, you're already, whether you have sight or not, getting an awful lot of information on that boat, and somebody will talk you through how to focus in on those. But you'll have somebody stood next to you, you know, saying, come up a bit, bear away a bit, or move the wheel to the left or move the wheel to the right. Depends on how you want that information and what your level of experience is. So again, depending on your level of experience as to whether actually you're stood there pretty independently, to be honest, helm in a boat, which is perfectly possible as a blind person, or whether as a complete beginner, you know, you've got somebody talking you through every single step and every single, you know, movement that you're making.
It is a great social event as well. There are quite a few yachts that take part in this. It's quite a large flotilla, so lots of opportunities to make new people as well, and a real camaraderie, I suppose, especially in the evenings as well.
The evenings are lovely. So I hate cooking, but I know there are other Vi sailors that are happy to get in there down in the galley. We all share all of the roles and the tasks on the boat. And then that, you know, 6 to 8 people sat around a table sharing stories, sharing experiences. But also on a very practical point, I've often come away from a week's sailing having learned a bit more about how to use the speech on my phone, or, you know, what other services there are for visually impaired people, or contact numbers, other things that I could be doing. So that sharing of information is also a really important part of the week.
And we have Tony with us as well. Tony, you have been involved with the Sailing Week. How did you get into water sports? Was it always boats, or did you start somewhere else?
No, it started off with, I could see a lot more many years ago. So I started off windsurfing and then a bit of dinghy sailing and keel boats. And basically the boats got bigger as I got older and I had less vision. So now I'm on yachts, I can't see very much at all, but it's a great environment to be able to use those skills you've developed and to develop them further with crews and that sort of thing.
Is it a bit of an addiction for you, the water then? It sounds a bit like it.
Yes, it is actually. Yeah, I do a bit of kayaking occasionally as well with my partner. Yeah, it's always nice to be on or in the water. I mean, I'm by no means a water baby. You know, I like it when it's warm rather than too cold. But But sometimes we do stop the boats, if it's really warm, put the anchor down and jump in for a swim as well. We all have opportunities to feed in and say, well, this is what we'd like to do today, and these are the things I'd like to understand about how the boat works and that sort of thing.
When you first got on the yachts, then, what did you get from it, or what were your expectations?
The first time I got on a yacht, because a yacht is basically a big dinghy, but rather more complicated. But the fundamentals of sailing are really the same. So first thing you do is really explore the yacht with someone who knows it, or if you're comfortable with doing that, do that yourself. You spend time learning the controls, learning where everything is. And one of the great things about sailing for visually impaired people is that it is a fixed environment to a large extent. I mean, things move, obviously, when the sails move and the wheel moves, etc. But everything has a place, and there's a place for everything. So once you have a degree of comfort with the boat itself and understand where everything is, you really have a lot more freedom than perhaps doing other things, because you can take a full part as a crew. Even things like mooring, coming alongside, you can get fully involved in mooring the boat up and putting the ropes on the cleats and that sort of thing. And as Vicky was saying, once you've got a feel for sailing the boat and helming, for instance, it gives you a great degree of freedom and responsibility to an extent.
Vicky, where do the sales take place? Is it the same kind of routes each year? Does it change around from year to year?
So we alternate between the Solent and the Southwest Cornwall, but this year it's back in the Solent, and we're going to be sailing out of Gosport. And obviously, as a visually impaired person, travelling, getting to places you don't know can be quite daunting. But we're very much aware of that. So there'll be somebody there to scoop you up at the railway station, get you across the river and safely matched up with your boat and with the guys, the folk that you're going to be sailing with that week.
Do you get people coming back year after year? They're really bitten by the bug, if you like.
One of the guys that I sailed with regularly, he's been sailing with Sailing Vision Trust for the last 40 years. So, and that's that nice mix of people who have done it for years and years and years and keep coming back. We love that. And those people that are actually new and it's their very first time. So, anybody over the age of 18, 18 to 25 year olds, yeah, because we want to encourage you and we know that finance can be a bit challenging. There's financial reductions for younger folk joining us. Everybody's really, really welcome.
Tony, how would you encourage, or what would you say to someone to encourage them to have a go at this? If, say, they're blind, they've never set foot on a boat before.
There are always lots of people to support you in what you want to be able to do. Even if you're simply enjoying the time in the cockpit and being on the boat and the feel of the boat, the feel of a boat sailing under sail, particularly if you go to the bow of the boat and just sit there and experience the waves and sails and the wind. I mean, I've been sat on a boat, this was in Cornwall a couple of years ago, where we had a massive school of dolphins, and they were so close I could hear their blowholes as they breathed out, come to surface. So I would say it's worth it just for 1 week, just to try it, because it is a different environment and you meet lots of great, interesting people. I do a lot more sailing now because of the people I've met through Sailing Vision Week.
So the confidence that people get and come away with on Sailing Vision Trust then gives people the confidence to maybe go to their local sailing club or even start competing.
So, looking at this year's event, Vicky, what are the details? Where and when does it take place?
We are going to be sailing out of Gosport, so anybody coming by train will be coming into Portsmouth Harbour, and it will be the 27th of June to the 4th of July. So we send out an information letter to people that goes through exactly from a health perspective what you need to be comfortable doing. So we talk about somebody being able to, say, climb over a 5-bar gate, climb up onto a chair and down again, step up a ladder be able to get up off of the floor because they are large yachts. There's somebody with you all of the time giving you the verbal instructions. But, you know, you've got to be able to get onto the side of a yacht. You've got to be able to get over from one yacht to another. It's quite a steep ladder down into the companionway, down into the saloon. So you need a certain level of fitness. We tend to say people need to be able to walk for 20 minutes, have reasonable balance. You need to be able to manage your own personal care and look after your own medication.
And if you would like more information, do have a look at sailingvision.org. All the information is there, all the deadlines, the stuff I've been chatting about with Vicky and Tony as well, and indeed all the details on how to apply to take part in what is, by the sounds of it, a fantastic week. For the moment, to Vicky and Tony, thanks to both of you for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.